Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Happy weekend. Excited to be back with you guys for another wonderful Saturday on the Best Bits. It's Morgan here. And in case you guys haven't listened before, I love getting to do this because I bring on a show member for the Best Bits Part 1, and we catch up on live, talk about things that maybe didn't make the show, whatever it may be. But I bring them on each one a different weekend. And this weekend, it was Lunchbox. We talked about our Easter plans, how his kids handled the Easter egg hunt, and what my niece and nephew were up to when they first came down to Nashville for Easter. Plus, I also asked his advice on a date that I recently had. We answered some random questions, and we gave some recommendations on movies, TV shows that we're going to be watching. Also, I have some semi-big news that's almost official, so you want to go check it all out. Best Bits, Part 1. We really like to test each other's knowledge on this show, and because it was Thomas Jefferson's birthday this week, Bobby decided to quiz Amy, Eddie, and Lunchbox on the U.S. citizenship test to see how many answers they could get right. And whoever didn't do well, they have to come back with a report. And I'm just going to tell y'all, we have some reports happening that will have to come in the form of a 3-page report in the next few days. So you want to get caught up on this one.
Number 7.
Lunchbox, tell me a little bit about Thomas Jefferson. If you don't know anything, make up the closest thing you think.
Thomas Jefferson really was a bald guy. He was very important in forming America. He kind of looked like George Washington a little bit. They were pals from childhood.
Was he bald? But looked like George Washington, what do you mean?
Yeah, didn't he have the little line like the...
So balding?
Are you thinking of Benjamin Franklin?
I have no idea.
You're really, literally just making it up.
Literally have no idea what Thomas Jefferson
was. Yeah,
he had
hair. You're thinking of Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's maybe who I was thinking of. But I know that he was important. Like I said, the Declaration of Independence.
Was he a president?
I don't think he was ever the president of the United States.
No way. Right.
And he did sign the Declaration of Independence at some point. He was one of the 12 people.
There's a lot to unpack in this, and I don't want anybody to use this as a reference. But today is Thomas Jefferson's birthday, born April 13, 1743. He was an American statesman, diplomat, lawyer, architect, philosopher, founding father, who served as the third president of the United States of America. He died on the 4th of July.
That's crazy.
The irony there.
Fireworks?
The same day that John Adams died on the 4th of July, they both died.
John Adams, the second president of the United States.
So, yes. Okay. Huh.
Good for me.
There were 56 people, by the way, that signed the Declaration of Independence, not 12.
I was thinking of 12 disciples.
Yeah, disciples.
No,
sure.
12 colonies.
Nope, 13 colonies. Okay. Did you know two people actually passed up the chance to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Why?
Who are those dudes?
John Dickinson of Pennsylvania and Robert R. Livingston of New York.
Why would you pass that up?
They're busy?
Well, I don't think they knew at the time what it was going to be, but yes, they knew what it was then and what it meant for the future, but maybe they didn't agree with every part of it. But here we go. It's Thomas Jefferson's birthday.
Oh,
so what we're going to do is play... How good of an American are you?
Oh, great.
Pretty good so far.
You have to get 60% of the answers correct to actually pass the test to be a citizen. And if you don't pass this test today, you get sent to another country. We'll just spin the wheel and see what country you go to.
A random country?
Yeah, on the wheel there are Qatar, Iraq, Afghanistan.
No.
It's a terrible day.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Okay, write your answers down. I'll give you 10 questions. You got to get 6 out of 10 right.
Oh, that's easy.
Is it 6 out of 10 just here, or is that what really what people have
to get?
It's
really what people have to get.
Wow.
60%. If you don't, there is a punishment. You'll have to do some homework and present it.
Oh, so deported's not really a...
We're not really going to do that. But if you don't do the homework, then we deport you.
Okay.
Question number one. You got to get 6 out of 10. Write your answers down. In what month do we vote for the president?
Oh, that's easy.
Very good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Eddie.
October.
Lunchbox?
November.
Amy?
November.
Lunchbox and Amy are correct.
Yeah!
I was 1 month off.
Yep.
I do early voting.
Stop it.
Okay.
But they,
good, right. Hey, good loophole.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop it. Who said, give me liberty or give me death?
Give me liberty or give me death.
That's Braveheart. That's Mel Gibson.
Give me liberty.
The version Lunchbox is doing.
Give me death.
Yeah.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Give me liberty or give me death. Very famous speech.
Shoot.
Yeah. Tough one.
Is that Morgan Freeman?
Right?
Popped in my head.
This is on the test?
JFK.
Oh, it's not him?
Maybe. Maybe I gave you a free answer. Yeah. Everybody in?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Paul Revere.
Oh, shoot.
What he was rumored to have said is the British are coming.
And give me liberty or give me death.
Possibly.
Dang okay. it.
Lunchbox.
I remember this from a play that I saw. Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren.
Yeah. What was that play?
Hamilton?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was what
was
I don't know
that
Martin Van Buren was in Hamilton either. Amy?
I don't know. Lincoln?
No. Okay. It was Patrick Henry.
Who?
Never heard of that guy.
Patrick Henry.
Yeah.
No, I know. No, Amy, I've never heard of him.
Never.
Okay. Next up.
Bobby's talked about him.
Mm-hmm. What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? Eddie has no points.
Mm-hmm. Two parts? Oh, boy.
Eddie?
Legislature and judicial.
You know, you're a father of four.
Yes. Not a founding father.
Someone say you are of your house.
Of my own home, yeah.
And what are you going to say to your kids if they hear this segment?
Is that not right?
Mm-mm.
It couldn't. No, it's not right at all.
It could be farther from the right.
It doesn't matter. Lunchbox?
House and Senate.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the House of Representatives. Yeah. Amy?
They have the Senate and the House.
Yeah.
Woo! And those two things are what now?
I don't
know. Congress.
Okay.
It's only
I'll remember that.
Like there's senators and then there's Congress.
I can only get one more wrong. I get sent out.
You're going to get homework.
What is known as the supreme law of the land in the United States? The supreme law of the land. What is that called?
The
name of it. Yeah, they call it the supreme law of the land.
Supreme law of the land.
What body, what document is the supreme law of the land?
Oh, that's different.
I gave you a little hint.
What's that called?
I was about to be like, love your neighbor?
That's the Bible.
Amy, I was going to say freedom.
I'm in.
Eddie?
That's the Declaration of Independence.
Lunchbox?
Bill of Rights.
Amy?
Ooh, Declaration of Independence.
Wow, you're all wrong. It's the Constitution.
Constitution.
Oh my goodness. Eddie, you missed one more.
I know.
You'll be deported.
Hey!
No, not deported yet. You'll have to do homework.
I mean, Bobby even gave the hint. We all go, oh, yeah, okay, now we got it.
Because we had just talked about the Declaration
okay.
of Independence.
Is
next
the Constitution
up.
Not the Declaration?
I have no idea.
Huh.
If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes the president?
Yep. Still alive, baby. I'm in.
Do you need their name?
No.
Okay, good.
Patrick Henry.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
It was Nancy Pelosi at one time, and she was the Speaker of the House.
Amy?
Speaker of the House.
Eddie?
Speaker of the House.
Correct, good.
Smart.
What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? A system known as...
Oh, man. I love this one.
What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? It's a system known as...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okie dokie.
Eddie, if you miss this, you're eliminated, and you'll have to do homework.
Okay, I'm in.
Eddie.
Judicial.
Lunchbox.
Checks and balances.
Amy.
Checks and balances.
It's checks and balances.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm done.
Eddie, you're going to play along just to see how many
I'm
you
done.
Get right. But
this
there's
is terrible.
Only four left. Oh my goodness. The idea of self-government is the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words?
I'm in.
Oh, that's easy.
Relax,
man.
Guys.
The idea of self-government is the first three words of the Constitution. Eddie?
We the people.
Lunchbox.
The preamble. We the people.
Amy?
We the people.
Correct. Good.
I had to memorize that in fourth grade. Just so you know.
The U.S. Constitution is a living document, meaning it can be added to or altered. What are these changes or additions called?
Ah, got that.
I know that.
The U.S. Constitution is a living document. It can be added to or altered. What are these changes or conditions called?
In.
Yeah, that's easy.
Eddie?
Amendments.
Lunchbox?
Amendment.
Amy?
Oh, shoot. Addendums.
Oh, ouch.
So close,
is
Amy.
Is that what is a change like on a real estate document?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the contract.
Dang it. I just had to do. Okay.
Amy, you have to get another one, right?
You're going to have to
do homework.
What was it?
Lunchbox, you're in the clear. You've already accomplished citizenship.
Hey. I mean, my teachers would be shocked at this.
How many amendments does the Constitution have?
You got it.
Second Amendment.
Hey, if they all get this wrong and I get it right, can I stay in?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't.
You can stay in, but no. You gotta.
I mean the country.
Oh.
Can I stay in?
Lunchbox.
13.
Eddie.
Oh, gosh, that sounds right. I put 12, though.
Amy.
I don't know, 10.
27.
Well, that's not good.
That sounds right.
There's only two more questions here.
Amendment. Second Amendment. Why'd I do
There's,
that?
What's the 27th Amendment?
Addendum.
What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803?
Yep.
Oh.
I'm in.
I know what it's called.
Say that again.
What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803?
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
The Louisiana Purchase.
Eddie?
Louisiana Purchase.
Amy?
Louisiana. That's all I wrote down.
You have to do one more word.
That doesn't count.
No.
You said
we'll
what?
Give it to you.
Okay.
So thank now you. Amy has cleared. One final question. What did Susan B. Anthony do? What was she known for?
I'm in.
Yeah.
Susan B. Anthony.
Yep.
And you can still tie for the win here.
I'm in and I'm right.
Lunchbox.
Wait, hold on.
Lunchbox.
Sew the flag.
Ooh, yes.
Betsy Ross. Eddie.
I made the flag.
Betsy Ross.
Oh.
Amy.
Underground Railroad.
No.
No, it's Harriet Tubman.
She fought for women's rights.
Amy.
Amy.
Lunchbox is the winner. Nice job. Eddie will now do a full report, 3 pages.
Double spaced. Thank goodness.
On Martin Van Buren, you can only do Times New Roman 12.
That's the font size?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
And don't repeat anything or we'll put the shocker on your
neck.
What
do you mean don't repeat
and
anything?
You have to do the same type of questions with the shocker.
This is
don't
so
cheat.
Sad.
You have to write a 3-page paper?
On Martin Van Buren. You got a week to do it.
Wow.
I feel like I should make
and
myself write a
and then deliver a 60 to 75 second speech on Martin Van Buren.
I don't even know who that is.
All
right, we got to go. We spent too much time doing this.
I'm not proud of myself.
God bless the USA!
Lunchbox, you are the greatest American in the room.
USA! 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 USA!
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
A huge update. Bobby finally got paid by Lunchbox. And no, I'm not talking about the big check that you saw get presented right after Bobby's birthday. No, this is the real money. Bobby finally got paid from their business storage unit together. And it was a really big amount of money. So Bobby's now like, well, maybe I should stay in business. But he's also questioning it because it took, what are we, 7 months out to finally get paid? You know, something with money and Lunchbox, it's a thing.
Number 6.
Here's a voicemail from Liam in North Carolina.
Sorry I missed Friday's show. Just curious if you got your money from Lunchbox. Love the show. Keep it going.
I just want everybody to know, I got my money.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw it pop off my Venmo like $380 or something.
He didn't
say anything about it. All I know is I saw it pop up. I'm assuming that's what that's for, unless you're just giving me some money.
Hey, when business partners make deals, no need to know. You know, when you get your money, you get your money. You know, that's how business works.
How much did you invest again?
Like $170.
Okay.
So you made a little over $200.
That's great.
I went through a lot of trouble. No, hold on. You couldn't make that in the stock market.
Yes, I could.
In that amount of time.
How much? Yes, you can.
I'm a check.
No, but you put 90 in. It doesn't matter. I got my money.
You got your money, and now we're looking at other businesses.
And for some reason, like, I'm not as irritated anymore, and I'm like, maybe we should do another business.
That's right. It's like, hey, don't worry.
I can't get back in with him.
Now, and there's some coming down the pipeline.
I think we lost money when you sent the shoes wrong. I think we lost money in a couple instances.
I didn't send them wrong. They claim they didn't get them, even though they signed for them.
Well, you didn't even do the – Abby did the work. Also, so, Lunchbox, thank you for the money. I'd like to
acknowledge. Yeah, you're welcome. And don't worry. Hey, more businesses coming down.
Okay.
Soon.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I love hearing the stories from Eddie, Amy, Lunchbox about all their kids and just the crazy things that happen with kids. Well, something happened to one of Eddie's son's fingernails. It fell off and he decided, much like the tooth fairy, you know, a tooth falls out of your mouth, it goes under the pillow. Well, a nail falls out, it goes under the pillow for the nail princess to come. None of us had ever heard of the nail princess before, but apparently it really could be a thing.
Number five.
Hope you guys had a great weekend. Welcome back to a Monday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. I'm going to say, I don't write these intros. Sometimes they go to the same well over and over again. They're funny, but I just, for everybody here, they...
Uh-oh, they're going after
Eddie. Eddie, would you like the hair one or the Cowboys one?
I mean, just take your pick, dude. Whichever one you want.
Hair.
You want hair? Okay.
Yeah.
This next person is my best friend and comes with me everywhere I go, but his only wish is that, well, one day his hair will grow.
Okay.
That's actually pretty good.
I mean, do you write these lunchboxes?
Say hello to producer Eddie. Welcome, Eddie. Let's go.
Have you guys ever heard of the nail princess?
No.
The nail princess?
Like a princess of nails.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it either. But, you know, I told you a while back, my son, my four-year-old, we were at the bowling alley, and he stuck his hand in the place where the ball comes out, and it pinched his pinky, and his nail finally came off the other night.
Ooh, all the way.
All the way. It had been purple for, like, weeks. And then it finally fell off, and he woke up yesterday, and he was like, hey, so since my nail's coming off, I think I'm going to put it under my pillow so that the nail princess comes overnight and gives me some money.
Either he's conning you, which is hilarious, and there is no nail princess, or isn't that a brand of, like, nail care? Nail princess or something?
I mean,
I'm not familiar.
If my 4-year-old knows there's a brand of nail care, like, that's crazy.
So do you think what do you think he's up to?
I think he just knows that the tooth fairy's there, and that when he loses anything that they're going to give you money under the pillow. But I'd never heard of
the nail fairy, I would think.
He called it nail princess.
Oh, I guess there is princess nail supply.
See?
Hilarious.
You want to know why I knew that?
My mom
had a brief time where she was doing, she got her nail license and she would do pedicures and manicures and all that nail. And I was her example. And sometimes I couldn't get off. I'd go to school and be 11. And it was not pretty. Yeah. I mean, they were pretty, but it was not pretty. And they'd be like, oh, look at the little...
Oh.
It's bad. But I knew that because I would see that back in the day.
And now my story just reminded you of that.
No, it doesn't. Sorry, actually, it's a great memory of my mom when she was trying to, like, you know, get clean and, like, you know, fix some stuff.
Okay, good.
But there is no nail princess.
Okay, well,
did you let him know? Are you putting money out of there?
I mean, none of the nail princess has not showed up yet.
Okay.
So we'll see.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parker McCollum stopped by the show this week, and it was a really fun interview. He talked about why he didn't let his dad help him at the beginning of his career. His dad offered to buy something to make life a little bit easier for Parker when it came to pursuing the artist thing, and he just wouldn't let it happen. And he had a good reason behind why. He also talked about the moments when he's on tour and he forgets the lyrics to his own songs. Just cool stuff. Parker's a really great guy, and he's doing something right now that he's never done before. He's beefing up. He's going to the gym and putting some weight on. You can hear why he's doing that. This is the entire interview with Bobby and Parker McCollum.
Number four.
Buddy, good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Do you have any lyrics people mess up all the time?
I have some that I mess up all the time.
I asked that because before, I don't know why we're singing Edwin McCain when you walked in. You know, I will be your crying shoulder. They did that song right there. There's a lyric that goes, I'll be love suicide. And then Amy goes, love.
No, I thought I've always said, like, you're love superstar.
I can see that.
I'll be.
I feel like that's common with hit songs because I do that songs I grew up listening to or whatever. And like years later, I'll find out. I'm like, yeah, that's what it's always said.
I'm being told that's Kidz Bop's version, Amy. Do you listen to Kidz Bop, Edwin McCain? Do you have any lyrics that you hear people sing back at all? That you're like, man, that is not right at how that lyric. Because if you have none, that means you enunciate perfectly and it all makes sense.
I do not. I'm actually, the band calls me the king of the gibberish on stage because I'll sing a whole verse and never say a word of English. But I just, you know,
like
BS.
Like the melody, but.
Until I get back to the chorus because I can't remember the words to my own song.
Do you that fake nightly. That as to where the audience thinks that you're actually doing it or do they know you're doing gibberish?
I would say. Sonically, they can tell 100% that I'm not saying the right words because they know the words to the songs.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm out there. I sell it. I don't even skip a beat.
Do you do the thing where you stick the microphone out there if you don't remember the words sometimes?
I have before. Yeah.
I do that on the show sometimes, but no listeners will yell back because they can't. So that just makes it awkward when no one does it.
They're letting you down.
Handle on You's crushing it.
It's doing good.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I did see you tweet something a couple weeks ago where you're like, you know, I never wrote about beer, maybe in a song?
I never said the word beer in a song.
Yeah. So what is that about?
Is that purposeful?
As a kid, you said, I'm never writing about beer. And then why'd you change?
No, maybe not intentional, but I just kind of dawned on me. I was, you know, thinking about this record and can it be successful in today's country music world? And, you know, what are so many songs about so many, there are so many common topics in country music. It kind of gets repetitive. And so I've always tried to stay away from that. And I was kind of wondering, had I done that on this record? And I thought I had. And then I was like, well, at the same time, this I did say beer, and it's the first time I've ever said that in a song. So,
what song was that on the new record?
It's called Hurricane. I wrote it with David Lee Murphy. It's the lead track on the record.
You wrote that with Randy Rogers, too, huh?
Hey, Randy Rogers and John Randall. It was David Lee's song. He had written the chorus. We were just over at my house hanging out, and he played it, and I was like, dang, I want to sing that. I like that a lot.
Did you consider not even putting the song on the record?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I like it. I think it's really cool. And I I like beer songs. I like drinking songs. I have a lot of songs about drinking. I mean, I wrote a song about whiskey, never said the word whiskey, you know. Just seems generic at times, and I think, you know, there's got to be a place for it, like certain words that, you know, kind of get overused, and it's, I don't know. I have a beer song now.
Have you been to a concert lately at all? The last show you've seen?
Last concert that I would have gone
for
to.
For fun.
Oh,
Boy, that long, huh? Because you're just on the road so much.
Probably John Mayer here in Nashville last year. Hallie and I went.
I went to him here.
It was a solo tour.
A couple weeks ago? Yeah. I know you're a big John Mayer fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be tough to go to a concert when you're always out doing concerts, and then most concerts are pretty much when you're gone anyway. You ever do anything on the road, though, if you're like on Friday or Saturday? Do you ever, like, purposefully, if your wife's out with you, like, we're going to spend the day doing this because we don't do a lot of stuff?
Sometimes. It's hard to have your wife on the road with you because there's so much stuff I'm accustomed to doing on the road, and I have such a routine when I'm on tour. And she doesn't, you know, she's not going to, like, work out in front of everybody in the bus with the guys. She actually would, I guess, but she doesn't on the road. She doesn't go and play. I go play golf all the time. But like we, at the same time, we'll go to a baseball game. You know, if we have a night show and there's a day game, like in St. Louis or something, we've done that. Busch Stadium. You don't get to go the whole thing. You only go to a few innings, but.
Do you worry about getting tired? Cause that's always my fear on the road is that I'm going to get tired. Then I'm not going to be able to nail it at night.
Yeah. I mean, you're so accustomed to just kind of going all the time. It's kind of why I have trouble sleeping when I'm not on the road, cause I'm just so used to that schedule. But I don't think so. I mean, you know, your body lets you know when you need some rest.
My body always screams rest. Like right now, I need rest.
I would love
I never
some rest
not
right
have
now. I got with three.
Rest. You did this? Why?
I did. I just couldn't sleep. I went to the gym at like 4:30. I didn't even know they opened that early.
You went to the gym at 4:30 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You don't try to like suffer it out? Like just be miserable and get another 30 minutes?
No. So I did. I went and worked out and went home and slept an hour and came here.
What do you do when you work out? What's your main thing?
Right now, I'm just trying to gain a bunch of weight and just lift and just see how strong I can get and how big I can get. I've kind of been.
Look at my muscle.
Dude, I know the first thing I noticed when I walked down, like Bobby's been lifting.
Yeah, just a little something, yeah. You know? What do you bench press?
I don't bench.
Yeah, me either, really. I don't max anyway.
It's bad for your shoulders.
What do? Squats?
No, I've kind of got this arthritis in my knee lately. I think from playing golf maybe and haven't been doing legs a whole bunch. I just started about a week ago, so I'll do like real lightweight squats, but a lot of lunges, a lot of machine legs.
How do you feel about people shirtless in the gym?
It depends. Like, I don't want to be at Lifetime with your shirt off. That's not the right vibe there.
I agree with that. Yeah. That's what I was saying. It is not the right vibe.
But there are gyms, you know, like old school, just strictly iron gyms, which I enjoy. We find on the road pretty often.
You ever box?
I did a little in high school. You know, the workouts are incredible, but I had no business trying to beat somebody up.
You're a pretty big dude, though. How tall are you?
6'3".
How much you weigh?
214.
He's like a linebacker.
Yeah, so what's your goal?
But I've been 193 pounds for, 20 years.
Let me see. Take your shirt off.
Kidding.
The crap.
I wish I could keep a straight face and just do it.
Just be like, yeah, man. Then I'll be like, no, man, I'm just kidding.
I kind of got a little belly right now because I've been eating and trying to bulk and gain so much weight that like my pants are kind of tight. Hallie was like, you have a belly.
What is chunky. What does she think about your body? Does she like you muscular or thin? Or because my wife, wherever I am, she wants me to feel good. Even if she knows I'm kind of gross, she'll be like, I like it right now, even with your pooch. And I'm like, that's not true.
Well, that's what she's supposed to say too.
Yes.
I don't know. I think she doesn't really say anything about it. She just is like, you got a little chunky.
Check these out on me.
Dang, gun.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when I walked in, I'm like, Bobby's
you're,
been...
No, you have.
How does that listen. Make you feel?
Why would he make that up?
Because he just followed along.
Hey, oh, well.
Well, we're going to come back with Parker in a second. We have some real stuff to talk about. I do want to mention the tour, some additional dates this fall. So every time I told you this, every time I look at your pictures from on the road, I pinch and zoom in. And like every seat's full.
It's been good. It's my career is as good right now as it's ever been. And honestly, it's a lot bigger than I ever really dreamed about when I was a kid.
Does it make you feel good?
Certainly.
Or does it make you feel anxious, like there's a new pressure?
A little anxious at times. You just want to deliver and you know, your life changes. And, you know, I mean, the older you get, right, the more responsibility you have, and you still have a full career to run. So that's kind of where some of the angst comes from. But I don't know. I mean, it's up to you. It's all mental. You know, if you want to handle it and step up to the plate and deliver, the opportunity's there.
Boom. Because I didn't really want to handle it, but now I will. That's the motivation. He's like, suck it up, loser. Okay, man, you got it. Parker does an awesome live show. ParkerMcCollum.com. We're going to come back with Parker in a second. New tour dates are up all the way through. I mean, it's like two pages of dates. Dang, you're going to be so rich when this tour's over.
Hey, by the way, your band.
My band. Oh, The Raging Idiots.
Badass.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry if I said that.
All right. Appreciate that.
Really cool. And I listened. I was on the plane when they sent me the edit
for the TV show.
The show.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's all you, bro.
Blown away, dude. I had my drummer after soundcheck. I had my drummer come to the show. I said, you need to come see this boy hit the cans.
Oh, I thought it was because he's like, you need to jump in real quick because they are not good.
I was like, you need to come see this boy hit the cans.
He's, we really, you know, we're as dumb as we are, and Eddie and I are, our band is awesome.
That's what I always say. I say I'm the least talented person on our stage by far.
I didn't say that, though, and you said I meant. Did you see what just happened? He goes, I say it. Okay, I hear you. Can you fix stuff?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm like, I'll take it on. I'm like, all right, I'm going to fix this, but most of the time, I'm like, I just don't even want to deal with it.
And you're gone so much. I assume when you get home, you don't want to have to fix the dryer.
No, there's a fine line, you know, like the doorknob or, you know, some stuff like that. I can be pretty handy, but once it gets into the electrical stuff, I'm like my father-in-law is really good with electricity. Thank God, and he does all that for me.
You mow the yard ever?
No, I'm about to buy a lawnmower. I bought this new house, and it's got a huge yard, and And I was like, I'm going to buy it. Hallie was like, you're never going to be home to mow. I'm like, I know, but when I am, I want to. So
you like mowing?
I like anything working outside.
Yeah, not me. I like the internet.
You don't like to sweat?
Not anymore. I sweat working out, but I'm good. I don't need –
when the money's good, baby.
I did maintenance on a golf course forever, mowed all yards forever. I'm all good.
But like a week or two ago, you spent like 3 hours cleaning up your backyard.
Because there was a storm.
He had to do it.
Oh. Bad storm.
Yeah.
And you had to get some satisfaction from that.
Just sending the picture to my wife being like, look what I did. Literally, that's all I cared about was I wanted to get it done because it was a disaster. I sent the before. I said, oh, man, look at this. It's a mess over here. And then she went, dang, that is terrible. And I went, but here's what I just did. And I sent it after.
So smart.
Like part two.
Yeah.
And then she thought I was so sexy.
Yeah. Hey,
she didn't.
I wouldn't disagree with her.
She didn't think that at all.
I wouldn't disagree with her.
I saw you giving a tour of your bus on Instagram. You got a new bus?
I did.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
So, but how do you design a bus? What are you designing exactly?
I mean, when I say I designed it, I took a bunch of screenshots of some other buses and I said, I want to do this, 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 and this. That's kind of when I started building. Once I had my own, I'm like, all right, now I know how I want
to
do it.
So when you buy a bus, do you like go to the bus lot?
I did not. I'll never
car
buy a
dealer?
Bus.
Okay. Uh-oh. But you designed a bus you didn't buy?
Yeah, they let you build it.
Dang, I need to do that. Just like for one trip. I'll design it. Go on one trip. I'm good.
You could. It's expensive though, dude. But my thing is always, you know, that's where I spend so much of my time. It's my home on the road. So if you're gonna put money anywhere, you wanna put it to where you're comfortable and it's nice, dude. I have not regretted it one time.
Is it true, and I think this is probably true, that it just shows what kind of guy you are, that you turned down your dad's offer to buy you a bus early on in your career?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you turn that down?
Man, I feel like I was pretty aware when I was a kid of especially kind of the Texas music scene and the guys that I like grew up really idolizing, and you know, the whole mantra, their whole reputation, it goes all the way up to Willie, is road warriors and doing it the hard way and paying your dues and earning it. And I really paid a lot of attention to that when I was a really little kid. And so when I really kind of started touring and trying to do it for a living, you know, my dad's just a businessman. He's not in the music business, he's in the car business, but he's a numbers guy. You know, and he was like, man, I'll buy you in-ears, buy you a bus, all this stuff. And I was like, it's never going to work like this. I'll always be looked at as, you know, the kid whose dad bought him a music career. That was like really heavy on my mind. I was like, I want to go out and I'm going to do it the hard way. And if you're good enough, you know, you can make it. So
you had to cancel a couple shows back in February because you were sick. Your voice was shot, which happens. How sick and how far did you have to get until you were like, oh, I have to, because I know you don't want to cancel anything for any reason whatsoever.
Well, you know, people forget it. It's like, you know, you lose a lot of, you're paying a lot of people to be there. You're going to lose a lot of money canceling a show. Like, you only do it if you're, you know, I've done it before. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to play the show and go out there, and it is garbage. And these people paid their hard-earned money to come see you, and they're not getting what they paid for. But I was actually feeling a little better when we canceled that show, but I'd gone out and sang three nights in a row, dog sick, like nasty sick. I mean, yakking up stuff on the stage and not good. And so by the fourth day I was like, okay, like this is too much. And so we just went back and made it up though. It was epic. It's a great show.
I saw that. It's what reminded me of it. But that's a great point that you brought up, is that it does cost you money to cancel a show. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're like, oh, I don't feel like working. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cancel it and everything's the same. No, everybody you brought on the road, the whole crew, all the
40 crew and buses and 18-wheelers and everything, we're there ready to roll. They're loading in. And I'm like, I can't go. There's no way I can go tonight.
You ever run, what I'll do sometimes, run to like a minute clinic, get a steroid shot?
Oh, yeah. I lived on steroid pills last year.
It saved, but then I feel terrible like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. Play good golf, though.
You do?
You ever hit a golf ball on prednisone?
No. What does that do? Because I'll start.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but you swing a lot harder in ball, and I've played, the best golf I've ever played in my life is after like singing on steroid pills.
Wow. He's really selling that.
Yeah.
Wow. I like it.
Prednisone.
Your album comes out in May. Like, why should we be excited?
Dude, I don't know, Bobby. I'm so weird about putting records out. I get real beside myself. Every record I've put out, I always leave the studio feeling like I missed big time. And all three of them have done, you know, considerably well for me, even though I felt that way every time. And hopefully this way will be the same way. But I don't know. It's a lot, dude. It's, songwriting for me is such a, you know, it kind of, it's a hard on my mind. Writing songs, and the places that I try to go to write songs and where I write them from, you know, it's not just, you know, kind of easy stuff. So
you ever feel too vulnerable? Like I put too much out
there? No, there's a song on this record. It's a piano ballad, and I'm like, I don't think I'll ever get more vulnerable than that song. But
what's that one called? Just so I can be
ready.
Have
Your Heart Again.
Okay. Remember that for when he comes back next month. Have Your Heart Again. We're going to make him cry.
Yeah.
We're going to bring a piano in. I'm going to just play it, and he's going to cry because he's going to hear it.
It's got a big falsetto in it.
Really? You go up high? Have your heart again.
That's pretty close. It seems like you've heard it before.
Come on. All right, so album comes out May 12th. We'll talk to you when the record comes out, but let's talk about the tour real quick because you put up a bunch of new shows.
Mm-hmm.
How long is your set? Full Parker night?
90 minutes.
What's your first song in the set list?
To Be Loved By You.
Oh, you come out with a hit. Get tickets to the show, a bunch of new dates at it, parkermccollum.com. A lot of great openers. Corey Kent, who's awesome. Katie Offerman, love her. Larry Fleet. I mean, Randy Rogers band some. It's just a lot.
Gary Allen's opening for us in Dallas.
Really?
At Dos Equis.
That's got to be super cool for you.
I've never met him. I can't wait to meet him. I'm very excited.
Doesn't he have like a whale penis or something in his house?
Excuse me?
What is it, Morgan?
Yes,
is he packing
does.
Like that?
Well, that's not his. It's
it's his collection. He likes to keep them, and the reason he does is because he says if anybody ever robs him, he wants to grab that, and that he wants that to be the story that he hit him with a whale penis. What
on earth?
Ask him about that, Parker.
I've been on the show a few times now, and that's the best moment that I've had on this show.
There it is. Mm. Parker McCollum. Tickets at parkermccollum.com. Handle on you, crushing it. Going to be a number one. And that's it for today. Parker, good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
Right, there
you're
he is.
Wild.
Parker McCollum, everybody.
Y'all wild.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Normally it's Lunchbox doing the prank calls on our show, but this week it was Bobby, but I don't know that it's considered a prank call because I think he was mostly serious. He called Lady A's request line. If you don't know, Lady's on tour right now. They're doing the request line tour where their fans can call in and request which songs of theirs that they'll play when they're in their city. And the whole purpose was so that they could play their own songs, just different ones, because they have so many at this point. But Bobby called in and requested them to play covers of very specific songs, and it's pretty hilarious. Everybody was getting a good laugh out of this one, particularly because their request line is not open for more than like 10 seconds. So Bobby may have made a few more than just one call.
Number three.
I wonder if this is someone's cell phone, because they have the Lady A request line number, and you call and you leave a message, and then you request a song, and then Lady A on their tour plays the song apparently.
That's awesome.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be like, play Need You Now. They were playing that anyway. Play I Run to You. I already had it on the list. I'm going to give him a few things that wasn't on the list.
Ooh, curveball.
Yeah, let's just see if Lady A is a man or a woman of their word. Having a male and female lead singer is kind of a tough one
to do.
That's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me type it in here. I don't want to say the number in case it's the wrong number, but let's see. Call, speaker, go.
Thanks for calling the Lady A request line.
What do you want to hear us play on our tour this year? Just a kiss?
Any of the deep cuts? Hello World, Fleetwood Mac covers, any cover songs?
Leave a message after the beep with what you want to hear and let us know which show you're coming to, and we'll start crafting a
set list. Give me a show somewhere.
Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to opt in to get updates.
Do they have a Nashville show?
Yeah, on Friday. This Friday.
This Friday?
Okay, come on.
1.
Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
Hello, this is Bobby Bones. I'll be at the Nashville show. A couple requests I have. Actually, 5. I'd like to hear Mambo Number 5 from Lou Bega. And I think that would be great. I think the crowd would love Mambo Number 5. We just haven't heard hits like that in a long time. I would like to hear Limp Bizkit Nookie.
Come on.
And I'd really like to hear Hillary do the Fred Durst, really take the lead on this one. There's a song from D4L called Laffy Taffy. It goes, shake that Laffy Taffy, shake that Laffy Taffy. I'd like to hear that at some point, maybe in the second half of the set. Because people
start, for
no!
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 We have two more!
No! No!
There's two! Hillary! No! Don't hang up!
I was calling back.
Thanks for calling the Lady A request. Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
I was really cut off. I think Charles cut me off there when I was leaving that last message. I'd like to hear Rebecca Black Friday, since the show's going to be on a Friday in Nashville. Yeah, and if you want to start with that, that would be cool, because then everybody will know it's Friday. We might have forgotten. It's a concert night, so it could be Friday, it could be Saturday. But Rebecca Black Friday would be cool. And then, if you have time to fit it in, we'd like to hear Hobby Lobby Bobby by the Raging Idiots. It's a real crowd pleaser for us, and so that'd be super cool. Chumbawamba.
Ooh,
has,
I get knocked
yeah,
down.
I get knocked oh. down. And then they go, pissing the night away.
Thanks for leaving.
No!
Oh!
Golly.
On. One more.
Call him back.
I guess.
Can't hear that.
What do you want to hear us play on our tour this year? Just a kiss?
Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
I've been cut off twice so far. It's Bobby Bones again. Do you guys know any of the Wiggles? Because I don't, but it'd be cool if you could play a couple. There may be some kids in the audience.
That's pretty good. Baby Shark would be good.
Yeah. Oh, a Baby Shark.
That'd be awesome.
Man, if you do Baby Shark, I'm going to buy so much merch. That's going to be so cool. Anyway, we can't wait to see you guys. And I think maybe a little I'm Too Sexy. And all those songs that you listed up in the beginning of this, don't play any of those. We don't request any of those. We want, for the record, Limp Bizkit Nookie, Mambo Number 5 Lou Bega, Hold on, I gotta get on my whole list.
Dude, we're like in junior high again.
Hold on.
Thanks for calling the Lady A request line.
What?
Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
Charles, this is your nanny. Will you call me back? Just kidding. Hey, I got cut off. D4L, Laffy Taffy, Rebecca Black Friday, Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots, Hobby Lobby Bobby, Chumbawamba, I Get Knocked Down, Cisco Thong Song.
Oh, that's a new one.
I don't know, dude. I just thought about that one. That was a jam back in the day. And anything else you guys want?
What does a fox say?
What does a fox say?
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think anybody know that one, though.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, I canceled that last one. Anyway, hope you guys have a good tour.
Thanks for leaving a message.
Oh, my goodness. Call him back.
Does someone actually listen to that?
Yeah, probably.
Did you hit the pound sign?
No.
What did the pound sign do?
Well, they said when you're done, hit the pound sign, but you got cut off.
No, I think the pound. Let me call back.
You don't have. Oh, that's a great still point. There.
You know, I hope it didn't get deleted.
Thanks for calling the Lady A request line.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you want to hear us play on our tour this year? Just a kiss? Any of the deep cuts?
Nope.
Hello World?
Nope.
Fleetwood Mac covers?
Yep.
Any cover songs?
Yep.
Yes. Leave a message after the beep with what you want to hear and let us know which show you're coming to, and we'll start crafting a set list.
Press 1 to leave a message.
Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
Oh, no.
Okay, guys, I got to be honest. I just left a whole bunch of messages, and I didn't push pound, so I'm not sure if you got them. So real quick, Limp Bizkit, Nookie, Mambo Number 5, Lou Bega, D4L, Laffy Taffy, Rebecca Black Friday, Hobby Lobby Bobby, The Raging Idiots, Thong Song, hurry. Cisco.
Hurry, just Rebecca. Pound.
That's what? Fine. Hit pound. Hit pound.
Thanks for leaving a message.
Oh, yay! Got it. Got it.
Colin, the Lady A request.
Huh?
What do you want to hear us play
again
for this year?
Oh my God.
Please leave a short message. Press pound when you are done.
I'm on an endless loop. I can't get out. Every time I hit pound, it sends me back to the beginning again. Thank you.
Thanks for leaving a message.
Okay. Thank you, guys. All right. Well, I guess that's all that we're doing here today.
Thanks for calling.
What the? God.
Oh my
God.
You
want
to hear us play?
Okay. We're stupid.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan Number 2.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I tell y'all I've never laughed this hard in so long, you're going to understand why when you hear this bit. We did blind karaoke this week, but a listener called in and requested that we do a duets version. And so all of our names went in a hat and duets were made. I was with Raymundo, Eddie and Amy were together, and Lunchbox and Abby were together. And it was just pure chaos. The songs on the board were also really hard for everyone. And there was an unexpected winner. I'm just going to put that out there. And I'm super happy about what went down. So here you go.
Number two.
We got this voicemail from Joe in North Dakota.
I just have a suggestion for your blind karaoke. You guys should do a duet country love songs and then put Abby and Lunchbox together. I think it would be hilarious.
So we're not going to put them together purposefully, but I do like the idea of duets for blind karaoke. Man. So at blind karaoke, we spin this wheel. There's songs on it. It lands on it. The person sings the song. They don't have any words in front of them. So we're going to do it today. But first, we're going to draw the two people.
Oh, man. Wow.
They're going to sing together.
So can we sing more than one song?
Nope. Once you're drawn, you're drawn.
Okay. So the ones we're eliminated, we're out.
Yes. And so, you and your partner, if you're able to finish first or second place, you get to be in the next round.
Okay.
The next time. Otherwise, you're eliminated.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Here we go. First up. Raymundo.
Oh. Okay.
You'll be singing with, and then we'll figure out the song.
Has to be Amy. Come on.
Oh, that'd be cool.
What?
Morgan.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Wow.
That'd be good.
Good job, guys.
Oh, okay, Raymundo, if you want to come up to the microphone on stage.
All right.
Morgan, if you want to walk up here, I'm going to spin the wheel now and see what song they're going to sing together.
Come on.
What love song? You know, I think Shallow would be hilarious.
Oh, that's good from the movie.
I'm on the inside. I'm just so shallow now.
Shallow.
I mean,
there's It's Your Love.
Oh, that's good.
There's In Another's Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
There's Islands in the Stream?
Mm. Islands in the Stream.
All right, here we go. Let's spin that wheel!
Come on. Come on.
You guys have It's Your Love. Tim McGraw, yeah. Faith Hill. You know it, Raymundo?
Yeah, I mean, it's been on the radio for 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's Tim and Faith. How, do you guys know how you're going to split this up?
I'm going to go McGraw, and then if you're willing to be Faith.
What if I wanted to be McGraw?
I mean, I got more of the man voice, and okay. She does harmony. Oh,
that's a good point.
That's fair.
Can you sing, Ray?
It's
No, can you sing?
Yeah, a little bit, Okay. More of a rapper, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Scuba, if you don't mind hitting it, here we go. This is Raymundo and Morgan, Blind Karaoke, It's Your Love.
Cue me in, Morgan. Faith. I'm looking at you, girl. Come on.
Okay.
It's your love. It does something to me. It sends that shock right through me. It ain't enough. Come on, girl. It's your love. It does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. Can't get enough. It's your love.
Oh man.
It's your love. It does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. It can't get enough. It's the
first time we've done this.
And it's a really tough song. It's your love.
Hey, so great job. I'm going to let the judges put their scores in real quick before I say anything at all, good or bad.
You guys forgot about the beginning where it says, dancing in the dark.
That's right.
Yeah.
Middle of the night.
Ray just owned it, but didn't know what to do.
Well, I thought Morgan was going to know a couple more words.
You didn't give her a chance.
You were singing the whole time.
You yelled over it.
Tough to harmonize, folks. Good luck up here.
Harmonize.
Okay. Scores are in. Scores are in.
No, man.
Got it.
Yeah, there are words at the beginning of that, guys.
And definitely.
Morgan probably knew it, but it's like, dancing in the dark.
Yeah, I just let him roll with it. I was like, here we go.
You know?
If we get a bad score, I probably should have let you lead.
But if you got a good score?
Then what we did was harmony.
All right. There it is. Raymundo and Morgan. Yeah. Nice job.
Good job. Good job.
Good job, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, scores tabulated here. All right, the next pair that will be singing a duet together. This person is Amy.
Oh!
Hey, all right. Come on, Eddie.
You want me and you? That'd be awesome,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Eddie would be a good one to have.
I know.
But, man, I only share the stage with one person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Bobby.
That's right.
Oh! I saw it through the paper.
You did?
Yeah.
It's Eddie.
It's us? Let's go, Amy! Wow.
This is what nightmares are made of.
Wow. It's funny you saw me grab it.
Because I have Abby.
Huh? It's funny you saw me grab it. Oh, I didn't know that.
Here you go, partner.
My eyes can.
Okay, let's see what you guys are gonna get. Let's see what song you're gonna do. Here we go. Let's spin that wheel! Come on! Woo! You guys are going to do Shallow.
Oh,
God. Hey, I got this, Amy.
Don't worry.
Look, just follow me.
Just
follow me, okay? We got this.
Are you just gonna sit back and be quiet?
Just follow me. You're gonna like this.
You doing like Ray?
Hey, I'm Bradley Cooper.
And I'm Lady Gaga.
You're Lady Gaga.
Or you're Garth and I'm Trisha.
Whatever.
Whatever works for you.
They did it too.
Here we go. Okay. Can they hear a little bit of the song?
Yeah.
Do you
hear
the
shadow? We're far from the shadow now.
Eddie's eyes changed and looked at Amy and goes, do you know any of this? After he just said he has it.
That's not how I remember that song.
Okay.
Here we go from the beginning.
Okay,
it is Eddie and Amy. Shallow.
Do you remember how it starts?
Oh, it's me first.
I got it. Listen to what I say. You do the same thing.
Goodness.
Here I go.
Okay.
Tell me something, girl. Am I the guy you've
I've always wanted.
Yes.
Your turn.
Tell me something, boy. Am I the girl you always wanted?
Of course.
Deep in the shallow down.
I love it in the shallow.
In the shallow.
This is terrible.
Shallow.
That's it.
That's it.
No.
Together?
Yeah. In the shallow. In the shallow.
I don't
know this song. I thought
he
I did.
Said he knew wow. This song. I thought I
did. He said, follow me.
Here, follow, Amy, follow me, Amy. Follow me again.
Shallow. Eddie said.
That's terrible.
Eddie said he knew this song.
Did we start in the wrong place?
Yes, you came in at the wrong place.
And now I realize he knows none of it. No. He said, Amy, follow me.
No, I like your part of Amy. Just follow me. Repeat after me. Yeah.
She did.
Yeah, I like that instruction.
Even when you said it was wrong and when you said it was wrong.
But the tell me something, boys.
Tell me something, girl. Yeah, you missed it by a whole, like...
So what's playing right now?
Music that you guys started singing.
In the shallow.
Right. You guys can have a seat.
There it is.
Amy and Eddie.
Amy, that was terrible. That's my bad. That's my bad.
Sit down, Amy.
This can't be how that went.
Sit down, Amy.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I mean, are they going to get ones all around? Probably. That's never even happened before.
Wow.
Do we want to hold off on Lunchbox and Abby till next segment?
Oh.
Yeah, let's hold it.
I need a palate cleanser for that one.
I had higher hopes for that.
That's like when you have to drink like Robitussin and it's like, ugh, and you need
it was that bad?
Yeah, it was just cringy. You were like, I got it, and then you didn't have it, and it was just...
Like when he does Raging Idiots, who leads?
Bobby leads, but...
Yeah, who do you think?
I think that's part of the problem, guys. I'm used to sharing the stage with Bobby, and that's it.
Oh.
Amy, that was rough.
Oh,
now you're blaming Amy. You said,
Amy,
all right.
Amy, that's the last time we're going to do that,
much
okay?
Anticipated Lunchbox and Abby duet. It's coming up next. Here we go. Bobby Bones Show. Back in a second. It's time for our final pairing in blind karaoke duets. It's Abby and Lunchbox. They were the last two names in the hat. That's what we wanted to see.
Yeah. They look really happy together.
This is going to be a disaster.
And it legitimately was drawn that way. There are only six names, so those two are together. We're going to spin the wheel. What it lands on, you guys will sing. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Abby, let's focus.
Like I was going to say that to you.
No, you need to quit being bitter and put it aside and perform.
You're the one that jumped on her to begin with.
I didn't.
Here we go.
You know what? You know which one I want, though. You're the reason our kids are ugly.
You don't know that one.
Oh, I can make it up. I guarantee you.
But it's not about making
it
up.
And I'll sing it right to her.
What?
Bobby, do you...
I don't understand.
There we go.
Whatever,
let's
spin that wheel!
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
You will do.
You are.
Islands in the Stream by Kenny and Dolly.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know the chorus.
I don't know. Dang thing.
You don't know, the song at all?
I know it says there's islands in their streams, how far they are.
Ray, would you play some for them?
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between.
I would just follow her then.
She doesn't know it. She just said that.
I know the chorus.
That's okay. We're not scared. Abby, don't be scared. What you do is you get up here and you act like you don't. You don't ever say you don't know it.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Didn't you just say a second ago you didn't know it?
He said he didn't know it. Then he said, you never say you don't know it.
Wow.
Ray, are you ready? Hit it. Here we go. Abby and Lunch. This has been a disaster, by the way.
Where is picture? I put your picture away.
That's not what you're doing.
I know.
If we had that one, we would do it.
I know. All right.
I don't have that one.
That's okay.
Let's go. Ray, hit it.
I'm trying.
Bum,
bum. There's islands in... No.
Ready?
Near.
Once I thought that love was something I could say.
There's... You gotta sing! I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, no,
you just
they're
mumble.
Arguing.
And I know...
Whoa!
I
but she's not saying anything!
Another time.
Nice.
Get in
you
your
take this one. Bah, ready?
Bah.
I go up
Stop the music. Stop the music. Lunchbox. She's trying to go. She's gonna sing this one, and then you take another one.
I can't hear her singing in my ears.
Okay, but
that's what I'm saying.
We can hear her a little bit.
I hear myself, but I can't hear her
because you're yelling.
You can only hear you because you're yelling so loud.
Oh no, that's okay. That's better.
That's a volume. Right.
There you go.
So, get on that mic. You got to eat the mic.
Okay.
Abby, you're doing great. So, but this is what you should let her go first, and then she'll tell you when to go.
But I don't. Okay, go.
And she said she doesn't know the words, but she knows the melody because she's singing the melody of the song.
I don't know what that means.
Okay,
I don't know what a melody is.
Hit it, Ray.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Dun, dun.
Once I thought that love was something I could find, and then you walked into my life and you were mine, oh yeah. And then you walked away and you left forever.
And the reason And I left forever because I realized there was so much out there, like islands and the streams and lots of wonderful dreams. And you were holding me back.
Okay, so, done. Ready? Oh. And then I've done. You were the one for me, and I still don't know where you are.
I'm out
and
here in the islands in the streams.
Taking love to each other. Islands in the streams. Oh, that is what we are.
Knowing where we are. Coming to a far. Islands in the streams. Come away with me to another place. And let's make love to each other.
From another to a mother, to a brother, to a mother.
Okay.
Stop. It's a disaster.
I can't look
Abby was
at
trying.
Him.
She was actually trying to put him on the right spot. He just can't handle it when somebody else has a part.
Yeah, but they win.
I thought I was coming in at the right time.
And she kept saying, don't hold on. And then you jump over her. It's okay.
I was getting messed up trying to hear you not on the whatever. And then I was trying to listen to the music.
It's okay. I think y'all did good. Okay. Except for Lunchbox, when he was saying make love or whatever, he was like making motions.
Yeah, he was motioning.
I can't look at him anymore. Yeah, yeah.
But that's what singers do on stage.
No, but you guys are supposed to with each other, like feel each other.
No, I'm not trying to do that.
Okay, look. Let's do our judging here.
Just stay here, Abby. We're going to have to sing him out.
Okay.
Because that's what the winners do. I mean, there's no one.
Okay, with a total of 3 points, 3 judges,
I wish I had
one, and one. Amy and Eddie finishing dead last.
Yeah!
I've never scored that low.
And so they are both eliminated from the next round of blind karaoke.
Both of us?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Hey, this is the last time we're doing duets.
Duets
or whatever.
Again or no?
Thank God.
No, we'll never do this again.
No.
This whole segment, I'm going to stab my ears with a fork.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, you pick some hard songs.
Those were extremely well known duets.
Mm, picture's bigger.
In second place. With a total of 4 points, getting a 2, a 1, and a 1.
Wow!
Is Lunchbox and Abby.
What?
Which makes Morgan and Ray our winners.
They literally just sang the whatever
we
that part
the song.
Was.
And
the
they
hook.
Sang together. You, Abby, I'm sorry.
Oh, so part of
if
it
you'd
was...
have had just someone who listened, you'd have won.
Yeah.
Abby, I did listen. But...
Okay.
You pointed to me to go, and then you said stop, and then you said
and you just scream.
It's like one little verse you do, and then you're done.
Yeah, you don't just keep
you just
going.
Kept going.
But then you pointed at me to go again, or maybe you were just singing with your hands.
Oh.
And here they are to sing us out, Lunchbox and Abby, because they're just standing
yeah!
up there.
Yeah, what do you want to sing?
Let's do a little song called "Don't You Want to Stay" from Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, you know this one?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
You know it, Abby?
Yeah.
You can start it. Then. Oh.
Thank you. Start it for me.
Abby, do the whole thing.
Oh, shoot. No, I don't know it.
It's 3 a.m.
No, it's not.
Don't you want to stay with me?
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, everybody.
Don't you want to stay?
We'll be back in a second. Hit it.
Where are you going?
Out.
Why are you trying to leave?
Out. Hit the button, Ray. We got to get out of here. All right, thank you.
So this is Guy Fieri. Don't listen to Lunchbox because he gets my name wrong every time. But you know what I'm listening to? The Bobby Bones Show. Now, come on, Lunchbox.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Huge moment for our show this week. Bobby announced for the first time ever the ACM Awards nominees. And it was just a huge moment. The studio was all snazzied up. Bobby had a suit on and he got to announce the nominees for Entertainer of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, Female Artist of the Year. And there was multiple. We got the cards delivered by a police escort. It was this whole thing. It was such a cool moment to be involved on something that's so iconic in the country music genre. So just fun all the way around. And Bobby totally did so great. So check it out. Here are all the nominees for the ACM Awards in case you missed it.
number one.
They're about to deliver us the nominations for the ACM Awards. We do not have them. They will not give them to us, which is probably smart. I'll be honest, it's probably smart that we don't know.
You'd look through the
envelopes. I'd have been at 6:30 this morning being like, I don't want to say, but it rhymes with. So we'll do that in probably like 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes. But they're driving over now, police escort, and Lunchbox is going to meet them in the garage. And I thought, do we even let Lunchbox get them early? Is there a way he can... But he's going to go meet the cop car out there in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's risky. On the phone with him and make sure he goes from
and they're
point
sealed.
A
yeah,
B.
I'm just excited to open one.
No, you don't. No, you're not going to open one. That's the thing. Don't open one. We will all.
No,
get
I
in
mean
trouble.
On the air.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen either, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Michael Jordan's Last Dance sneakers sold for $2.2 million. They're shoes that he wore. $2 million. They said $2 million on the auction. It went for 2.2. They are. Just a pair of shoes he wore in an NBA Finals game. So they're the only complete pair of sneakers worn by him in the NBA Finals game to be authenticated by the NBA's official authenticator. Just a guy who goes, yeah, that's real. That's really them.
I mean, that is cool.
$2.2 million.
That's a lot of money.
They're black mostly with red like trim on the bottom.
So they're Jordans?
Oh, yeah, they're Jordans.
He wasn't wearing something different?
Nah, he ain't wearing the Barclays. But yeah, $2.2 million.
Wow.
That's crazy. And then if you have that, because it looks like they're signed on the toe as well, if you have them, you show them off. But I'm worried that all the old heist movies where they go in and they like do lasers to cut the glass and steal them to steal a jewel. Or people know that you have $2 million basically sitting in your house. Then your house is just ripe for somebody to try to break in.
Yeah, but people have like dinosaur bones. Like,
but who and where?
Nicolas Cage, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, supposedly.
He gave them back because he had to.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I just would hate for people to know I had something worth $2 million in my house because I would constantly be nervous someone was going to break in and steal it. And you're like, well, I got all the security in the world. Well, for $2 million, somebody can hack that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I mean, I wish I had them. I'd wear them. I have two pair of shoes at my house that I got at a charity auction. One of them are signed game-worn LeBron's. They're size like 14, his shoes. And one's a signed pair of KD, Kevin Durant's.
And they're
I didn't
worth,
know that.
Like, what, $5?
I don't know.
Well, don't
they're worth
say.
A nickel, I think, if
yeah,
that.
That's
bro,
right.
Do you wear those and
no,
play with them?
I can't. They're so big.
You could put, like, 14. Tissue least, or something in
and
there.
And at least wear them while you're playing NBA 2K.
Put plants in them.
Something. Socks.
So they just sit in there. I don't have any authentication papers on them because I bought them at a charity auction.
Huh.
But they're as real as could be. Game-worn shoes. I'll bring them in and show them to you.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about them. They're just literally just in my closet next to other shoes.
Do you smell those things? Like, what do they smell
no,
like?
No, I guess I'm not a freak.
Yeah, do they smell like LeBron?
I don't know.
Do they
what
have
LeBron
some of his powder
like.
When he throws it in the air?
That's cool.
I mean, that's awesome.
There's something I want to share with you guys, too. And Lunch, you should probably go out to the garage.
All right.
Because I'm hearing they're driving up. So you can clone somebody's voice. We've talked about this before. Where they have the technology now where if there's enough of someone's voice, they can then create other sounds out of the sounds they make, other words. So a woman in Arizona says that scammers use that AI software to clone her daughter's voice and then try to get $1 million ransom out of her. Now listen to this. Her name is Jennifer DiStefano. She got a call that said it was her daughter crying, saying she messed up really bad. And so it turns out it was an ID spoofing scam, but she was like, I don't have $1 million. And the person's like, well, what do you have? Like $50,000. So the people that were with the mom started calling 911. They called the dad. The dad's like, wait, what? Goes up to her room because he thought maybe she had been abducted from her room. She was up there asleep in her room.
Oh, my. So weird. Okay.
So here is Jennifer DiStefano talking about getting that terrifying phone call with her daughter's fake voice claiming she had been kidnapped.
I pick up the phone and I hear my daughter's voice and it says, Mom, I messed up. And she's sobbing and crying. And then I hear a man's voice say, put your head back, lie down. And this man gets on the phone and he's like, I've got your daughter. This is how it's going to go down. You call the police, you call anybody. I'm going to pop her stomach so full of drugs. I'm going to have my way with her and I'll drop her off in Mexico. In the background, she's going, help me, Mom. I never doubted for 1 second it was her.
So that's so real.
Oh,
because
wow.
They're using her voice from what they got off TikTok. Because the kid had TikTok and there's a lot of videos of her talking, so they're able to pull the voice off that.
That is terrible.
That is and who does that? What kind of loser? What kind of scum human?
Evil person. Gosh.
I mean, I go steal somebody's $2 million shoes before I do that.
Yeah.
At least no kids are.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'd break in and then do a heist.
Man.
But that is really, really bad. And so I just want everybody to know that that's being done. I don't know that it's being done all the time, but because this technology is now happening,
it's a new scam.
We shouldn't talk on the radio anymore. They're going to take our voices.
Actually, we should talk like this from now on.
Well, what are we supposed to do if, like, the one time you're, you know, someone hears this and then tomorrow, let's say they get a call because their child really has been abducted and they're like, no, no, I heard this on the Bobby Bones show.
I'm not falling for that.
Fake.
I say, I'd find the kid.
Right.
Before you start Man. Saying it's fake. But that's a new thing. So the more you know, they're cloning voices.
That's crazy.
And be aware.
The future is...
All right, Lunchbox is in the garage right now. Hard. Lunchbox, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to get those envelopes.
Okay. Apparently, it's the cop car is coming around the corner now.
Listen, wait. Are they knocking on that garage?
No,
anybody
the garage
out there?
Okay, the garage door is open.
So he was knocking on the garage door?
Well, if it's closed, he needs to open it.
Open it up. Oh,
it's
I'm
not,
opening it up.
It's not closed. It's open. He's doing Theater of the Mind right now. That's not even real. I want to hear it open. Oh, boy. Okay.
Hey, just tell him to pull on in. Pull on in, baby.
Okay. Hey, guys, pull on in, baby.
Baby.
Okay, yeah. We're going to come back in a second. Apparently, they're not there. Can we
hear? Not here. I opened the garage. No one here.
So the garage door was closed, you're saying?
It was closed. Now I'll close it back so you can hear it again when they get here.
I don't need to hear it again.
Just leave it open.
They're bringing the ACM Awards to Lunchbox, who's in the garage. They have a police escort.
It's going down. It's closing.
The garage door is?
I don't care.
Okay.
He's going to get
it?
No.
We actually don't.
No, we don't hear it.
Oh, you don't hear it?
No.
Oh.
So they should be there in the next minute or so. Get the case with the envelopes in it. Bring it in the studio. And in the next 15, 18 minutes, we will announce for the first time the ACM nominees for 2023, okay?
Yeah, I'll wait on hold until they're here so you can hear me get the envelope.
No, I'm good. If they're not there yet, I'm going to go ahead and jump out, and we'll come back in a second.
Oh, wait, hold on. They're here.
All right, good.
Listen,
get it.
Open in the garage.
Oh, my gosh.
Here, listen to the garage.
We can't
hear. Can we hear the... Ray, turn the music real down. Let's listen. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, I think he shut it open it, because it definitely was not shut when I looked a few minutes ago.
We hear it, though.
All right. Are those for me? Sealed envelopes for you, sir. Thank you.
I need you to sign this.
Oh, he's having to sign.
Signed it.
Oh, God. What's he going
to
sign?
Just I had to sign. Gibbles? Let's go.
Yeah, why is
Here
he signing
go,
it?
Here we go, boys and girls.
So now he owns them? Now he gets to do it? All right, he's coming in right now. We'll do it in the next.
Oh, man. I see. Listen, the first envelope, do you want to know which one it is?
Yeah, I kind of want to know.
Okay.
Entertainer of the Year.
Woo! I figured that would.
I got it in my hand. I got Entertainer of the Year in my hand.
We're coming. I'm dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
That's right.
Man.
Tuxedo for the announcements here. That's what this deserves. Now, waist down, you can't see. I'm just in shorts.
Oh, of course.
I don't want to spoil it, but I look good on top, bad on bottom. So it's time for the announcements of the ACM Awards. All the nominees. By the way, the show will be hosted by Dolly and Garth. The 58th ACM Awards will stream live exclusively on Amazon Prime Video Thursday, May 11th, 8, 7 Central from the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas. Now, these awards are being streamed right now on our Bobby Bones Show Facebook page, so you can watch them in all of their glory and see me in a bow tie that's slightly too tight. I had Abby help put it on. She goes, is that choking you? I said, yes, it is.
Is it because you're working out?
Oh, probably.
We'll say that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So we have all the major categories to announce, and I'm very excited to be the one to do it. Very excited they trusted me. This first envelope. For Entertainer of the Year.
This is big. You want us to cheer after everyone? What do you want us to do?
It's like graduation.
Wait till the end. You got it. Okay.
So name all the people.
And if you cheer in the middle, I'm going to have to escort you out.
Okay.
Entertainer of the Year. Your nominees are... Jason Aldean.
That's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around. Leave you midnight breaking down.
Luke Combs.
Like a runaway southbound train. Like an Arizona desert rain. Like a lightning.
Miranda Lambert.
Like fire.
Also up for Entertainer of the Year, Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, you should probably leave.
Carrie Underwood.
I'm gonna be your ghost story, keeping you up.
Kane Brown.
Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, shots of whiskey, are you?
And your final nominee for Entertainer of the Year is Morgan Wallen.
I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me.
Congratulations to all the nominees for Entertainer of the Year. Cheer, everybody.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Heck yeah! I love that song. Oh, wow, that's a good one. Wow, wow, they did great. Okay, that's all the stuff we wanted to say, but we just dumped it all in the wheelbarrow.
And I'm an idiot. I was sitting here going, oh, he's about to announce the winner.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
I was like, you're announcing the winner, and I'm an idiot.
And the winner is.
That'll be on the awards show.
I understand. Yeah. I thought the first naming name was the winner, and I was like, and then he started naming other people.
A lot of winners. Everybody's a winner today. Next up, for the 58th ACM Awards, Female Artist of the Year.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for this one.
Take a listen to the envelope.
Let's.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Wonderful ladies.
Let's open it up. And your nominees for Female Artist of the Year are Miranda Lambert.
I'm a wild child in a homing pigeon, caravan in an empty kitchen.
Ashley McBride.
It's just a room key. You ain't got a lot to me.
Lainey Wilson.
I got a heart like a truck. It's been drug through the mud.
Carly Pierce.
But I'll tell you what he didn't do.
And your final nominee for Female Artist of the Year, Kelsey Ballerini.
We played the part five nights, but we were never there on the weekends, baby.
Congratulations to all of our nominees. Nice job! Yeah! I love that song! That's a good one! She's amazing! Wow!
That voice!
Wow, what a voice!
Sounds like an angel!
Yeah. So all that stuff we wanted to say in the middle of it, we're not showing favoritism.
You can't do it.
For the one time in our life.
Yeah.
Next up, Male Artist of the Year. As the envelope hits the microphone. Okay. I'm about to lose this bow tie. I'm about to start choking.
Can you breathe?
I can breathe, obviously, but it's like, I always have something in my throat now, but it's the bow tie just strangling me. Male Artist of the Year. By the way, you can still watch all of this on our Facebook page. Just go and search for Bobby Bone Show.
I feel like your neck is turning red.
It's my whole head.
Your head's turning
my
red.
My head's going straight
purple.
Tomato here.
Yeah.
You look, are you dizzy?
Are you breathing?
Mom? Male Artist of the Year, your nominees are Luke Combs.
Girl, I want it, gotta have it, let the passion take us to a higher place.
Chris Stapleton.
It don't matter to me wherever we are, where I want to be. Man, honey, for once in our lives, let's take our chances and roll the dice.
Kane Brown.
Baby, I love you like I love country music.
Jordan Davis.
To the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me, the way that you dance when you get.
And your final nominee for Male Artist of the Year, Morgan Wallen.
I've wasted on you all of this time and all of this money, all of these sorry.
Okay, now everybody, all the comments that you were thinking during it, we don't want to say specifically after anyone, but release them now. That's the new, he deserves that finally. Whoa. After all this time, he deserves that one. Wow, what a dude.
Wow, man.
I'm calling him after the show.
No chance he loses.
That's right. All right. We still have a few more categories here. Next up, 58th Annual ACM Awards that will stream live exclusively on Amazon Prime Video. These are your nominees for Single of the Year.
Ooh.
Ooh,
this is a big one, guys.
I like when you bang it on the microphone.
Yeah, hold on.
There you go.
Oh.
What does that do?
I don't know. He's just done it every time.
It proves we have envelopes?
Yeah.
Your nominees for single of the year. So what's going to happen on this one is this is awarded to the artist, the producers, and the record label, the record company. Single of the year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 nominees. The first, Heart Like a Truck, Lainey Wilson.
I got a heart like a truck.
Never Wanted to Be That Girl, Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride.
Be that girl.
She Had Me at Heads Carolina, Cole Swindell.
I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over.
Also up for single of the year, Thank God from Kane and Caitlin Brown.
Thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God.
And your final nominee for single of the year goes to Cody Johnson, Till You Can't.
If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance.
Those are your nominees for single of the year. Do your thing, guys.
Oh, man.
I love that song.
I am so glad it's
I can't get that song out of my head. I sing it all the time.
I was worried people forgot about that one.
My favorite song.
I played it so much.
Yeah. Man.
Man, I got tired of that song.
I still jammed that one.
See, you don't even know what we're talking about. You got all of it.
Man.
Okay, I'll say the 58th ACM Awards will stream live exclusively on Amazon Prime Video Thursday, May 11th, 8, 7 Central from the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas. So here's what we have remaining. We have Album of the Year, Group of the Year, Duo of the Year. We have 3 more awards.
Come on.
But here's what I'm going to do. Before I pass out, I'm going to hit a little break.
You're going to lose the tie?
Well, I'm just going to take it off for a second. Okay. I think I need it when we come back.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
I need to still look good, right? Yeah. Fashion hurts. Or what do they say? Fashion is
forward.
Pain.
Yeah.
Pain is fashion.
Oh. Sure.
Pain hurts. I don't know what they say.
Being hot is hard. I don't know.
The 58th ACM Awards on Amazon Prime Video. Coming up on May 11th, we just announced all the nominees for Entertainer of the Year, Female Artist of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, and Single of the Year. We still have 3 major categories to go here. Up first, Duo of the Year.
Oh, that's a big one.
Ooh, here we go.
Because we can be in there.
Okay.
No.
Probably not.
All right.
Opening the envelope. Your nominees for Duo of the Year at this year's ACM Awards are Brooks and Dunn.
I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.
Brothers Osborne.
I got the all, y'all got the night.
All night.
Dan and Shay.
I got you.
Maddie and Tay.
How does he sleep at night? Mama, the nerve of this guy.
And the Warren Treaty.
No light is no tomorrow.
Those are your nominees for Duo of the Year. Everybody, clap now.
Yeah!
Oh, finally!
Oh my
finally,
God,
they get their due.
So
oh, yeah.
Win. No
they
doubt
they deserve
win.
It so much.
Can't
Man,
lose.
They got screwed last time.
Yeah.
All right.
They
there
did.
See,
yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
No, no clue.
What was happening? What happened?
Oh, I
Amy
just...
commented.
I was,
yeah, you can't make noise during
me.
You showed
I
favoritism.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. And then I looked over because I thought something was wrong.
Oh, okay. So
don't
I gotta,
do that.
I got excited. I will sit on my hands.
They're never going to let us do it again if we get excited.
Okay.
We're not excited.
Well, after this segment's over, we'll be excited and say a bunch of controversial crap, but not during this because this is a segment we dedicated to them. Yeah. 2 categories left. Group of the Year. You ready for it?
Ooh, yeah.
Let's go. Here it is. Envelope on the microphone. Your nominees for Group of the Year are Lady A.
Raising plastic cups to a life of luxury till I meet on a Friday.
Little Big Town.
Hell yeah, I go get drunk on Friday nights. Hell yeah, I'm dancing.
Midland.
People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason.
Old Dominion.
She was packing her bags, I was popping her top, and she gone for the summer.
And And finally, Zac Brown Band.
We're all in the same boat.
That's your group of the year, everybody. Okay, good job.
They're a no-brainer. They're a no-brainer.
I wonder how they split their money. Yeah. Our lead singer's a jerk. Who knows? Yeah. I could be talking about any of them.
Anyone.
I do think, though, probably that's just the same groups.
Every time? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to start a band.
We need to start a super group.
I was trying to think if there was another one I'd add.
And maybe not. I don't know. Finally, album of the year. Are you ready for it, everybody?
Yes!
Yeah. Because the one thing I don't want to do is screw it up. Right, so right, I'm going to do this perfectly. I won't screw it up. You guys are good with that?
Yeah, you're good.
Good. This is awarded to the artist, the producer, and the record company. Ashley McBride presents Lindyville. Ashley McBride. Hit it, Ray.
There's nothing but stars over Lindyville.
Producer John Osborne. The record company label Warner Music Nashville.
Stars over Lindyville.
Next up, album of the year. Bell Bottom Country, Lainey Wilson. Producer Jay Joyce, record company and label Broken Bow Records. Growing Up, Luke Combs.
In the middle of growing up and getting old.
Producers Luke Combs, Chip Matthews, Jonathan Singleton. Record company Columbia Records. Palomino, Miranda Lambert. Mr. Saturday Night, John Party.
Yeah, they call me Mr. Saturday Night.
Those are your nominees for Album of the Year.
Yeah. I love that record. That's a lot of good songs.
Yeah, a lot of records have bad songs. Those all had good songs. Yeah.
Incredible.
So good.
Cover to cover.
And that label, my favorite.
Oh, that's a good label. That's a good point, Eddie. That's the label.
Love that label.
Those are your nominations for all those categories. We do have... let's go over to Miranda Lambert, who's on the phone now.
What?
She's calling?
She's on the phone. Yeah, as soon as she was nominated, we got a... Nobody has a Rolodex, but I have her number on the phone, so we just texted her. Hey, Miranda.
Hi.
Congratulations. There she is. Hey, so we just...
Thank you, guys.
Album of the year, you know, because you share that with a lot of other folks, does that one have a different kind of significance to you?
Yes, absolutely. It's pretty fun to get to celebrate something like that with your besties, you know. It's awesome. I'm so thrilled with that because Palomino is such a labor of love, and I'm pumped. That was awesome news. That was good morning coffee news.
What about Palomino to you felt different than your other projects? Also, you know, critically acclaimed and people acclaimed. Is that the thing, people acclaimed?
Yeah.
Now it is.
Yeah. What about Palomino was different to you, though?
You know what? I've never written a record like kind of concept-y. I mean, it's not a concept record, but it definitely had this common thread through it, and we got to make up some interesting characters that we met along the way on this whole journey of Palomino, because we sort of covered the whole map of the United States in this record, and so we were writing with a purpose to like meet these people and go through this storyline, and it was really, really fun and cool, and we wrote it during a time where we couldn't travel at all, so it felt good to like write about freedom during a lockdown portion of our life, you know?
Well, Miranda, congratulations. So great to talk to you, and I hope your day is awesome. There she is, Miranda Lambert, multi-nominee. Bye, Miranda.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. I didn't know she was going to be nominated for album. What we did during the break is we called her after she was nominated for female, and it just so happened she was on when we did album.
All right.
Tell me that ain't...
That's a sign, right, Amy?
Yes.
And on the phone as well, we have, for the first time, nominee for Male Artist of the Year, Jordan Davis.
Come on, Jordan Davis.
Where are you right now?
I'm pacing around my kitchen like an idiot. I'm actually still in kind of the same spot wherever you read my name. I've just been kind of walking back and forth because this is absolutely crazy.
How do you feel? Because I feel that this is a major marker for your career, because here you are in a major category in an award show. How do you feel about this only, I don't know, 6 minutes after you heard it?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'll be honest with you, I did not expect to be in this category. There's a ton of crazy talented people in there, but it definitely feels like a step, you know? I mean, it's tough to think back on where we started and think that we're now up for Male Artist of the Year. It's crazy.
I guess he's talking about him and the mouse in his pocket. He says, we're up for Male Artist of the Year. Yeah. Hey, JD, that's you, buddy.
I know. It's crazy, man.
I'll let you like digest this. We're going to talk to Jordan tomorrow anyway, which we had scheduled, just about, you know, random stuff. But Jordan, you deserve it, man. Congratulations. And would you have gone to the ACMs had you not been nominated? That's the question.
Yeah, I was going either way because, I mean, my family's all in Dallas, so I was going, but I was kind of expected to just be going to hang out. Now it's going to be a lot more fun.
And he'll probably spend more on clothes because you want to look better if you're on camera.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to look sharp.
And then you got to practice that when they put your face in a box and they're showing who might win. You have to practice your, oh, I'm still happy anyway. That face, just in case you don't win. And be like, oh, because I would. And I'd be like, son of a. And then it would go viral. Well, so you're better than me.
I'll have that face ready. So.
Hey, congratulations, man. All seriousness, you deserve it. And first time ever nominee Male Artist of the Year, Jordan Davis. There he is. All right, Jordan, we'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, there he is. Bye, find the
one you can't live with. He's got a shot.
The guy's killing it. Awesome. Killing it. So I'll say one more time. The ACMs are hosted by Dolly and Garth. They're the 58th. I've been to every one of them.
Wow.
Wow.
You look good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been
for your age. Yeah.
Every one of them.
Nice work.
The 50th annual ACMs will stream live exclusively on Amazon Prime Video Thursday, May 11th, 8, 7 Central from the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas. Dallas Cowboys.
That's right. Let's go.
Dallas Cowboys. All the nominations will be posted up on the ACM website and socials today. Thank you for letting us do this. And I think that's it. I think now, show's over. Time to go home. In the next segment, we'll announce the winners.
All right.
I'm going to bar now.
That's what I just thought of a joke for Eddie because the Cowboys and like at least
easy,
there will be winners
easy.
This
here
night.
Tonight.
Yeah.
At least there'll be winners. That's not funny at all.
Why she takes a shot at you during this great moment,
no
I don't
idea.
Know. Okay, thank you guys.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all, it's time for me to go enjoy some sunshine in the Luke Combs concert tonight. It's at our Nissan Stadium, and I am so psyched. So I hope you guys get to have just as much fun as I'm about to have this weekend. I loved hanging out with y'all. I'll see you guys next weekend. Before you go, go check out Best Bits Part 1 with Lunchbox. There's some gold in there. You'll have fun listening, I promise. We'll put a smile on your face. Bye, everyone. I love ya.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.